learned last week the Rambam, Perek Vav. Today we'll start the Memaram on page Kuf Chaf. So the Rambam discussed, like the title says, the difference between the Chassid HaMoule, who's the guy who's, he's got naturally good nature. Truth is, I guess that the Chassid Moleh doesn't necessarily have to be naturally born, or maybe he worked himself up to become the Chassid Moleh. But the point is that currently, he's good natured and he's always thinking good to good, do good things, and he doesn't have that much of a yitzhara to do bad, as opposed to the person who's kavish his yitzroy, v'hamoshal benafshay, he conquers his yitzhara, and he rules over his nefesh, so that yeah, he has bad thoughts, but he continuously conquers them, overpowers them, and does good. So Ram of course discussed which one is better. So now Rav Yaakov Moshe in the first Ois over here, Ois Aleph, wants to know who cares. In other words, Ram spent an entire perek on what's better. What does this do for us? So that's what he's going to discuss now. Hatzayrich liyadiyazu, okay, page Kuf Chav. The need for this yadiyah. What is the need? Ram, right, gives this as a hakdama to learning Maseches Avos, so and spends an entire parak on it, devotes a parak. Well, what is the need for this yediyah? Hine kol yediyah mifaleses la nesiv lavo gam yidei po. This is a concept that we saw already earlier in the sefer. That Rabbi Yaakov Moshe over here is saying, it's a big yisoid that every idea, every knowledge that a person has, every piece of knowledge that a person has, every idea that a person has, paves the way, right? It paves the way, it paves like a pathway, lavo lidem gam lidei poel, that to actualize that thing, it makes some kind of, inroads in the person that eventually that idea is going to come to fruition, is going to become manifest in the person. I'm just looking for back where we had this. Right, we spoke about this, that every idea is like it's a little bit of a different nakud over there, but I don't remember where it was. Right, we had that every idea makes a roshim. We had that concept before, no? And I brought down the. Based on the Kuzari. Just one second. Okay, I don't find it now. We'll look for it separately. I think we had it in the previous show. Okay, but in any case, so he says that every idea paves some kind of pathway for that thing, for that inyan to come out into, to become actualized. The im anu ein lanu musig mefulish b'zeh, and even though we don't have a clear concept of this, eich sheyidea hi amen heges, how it is that the idea leads a person, av le'emes kein hi, but that's the truth, Torah nimshel alamayim. Again, this is very much, you see, a running theme in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's, in this Sefer especially, is that the idea of a person is not just stam something, but is something that's very defining in his Avodas Hashem, in his psychology overall, in his Ruchnius overall. The idea of a person is very, very defining. And so he says that this is the truth. Torah nimshel amayim, and he tries to explain it a little bit. Torah is compared to water. And just as water slowly but surely finds a place to go out, right? Water always will find that tiny little place to go out of. Kein kol yedia biyichud yedia shel Torah. He says, so too, every yedia, and specifically the idea of Torah, the knowledge of Torah, the idea of Torah, which is Nimshal Lamayim, Mivakeshes Lamokim Vinisiv Efelotet Meakoach Lapal. So too, every Yediyah, specifically the Yediyah Shel Torah, requests for it, so to say. It looks for a place and a pathway where it can be manifested from a latent, right, from a potential state to become actualized. Mivakeshes, it seeks it, umotzis, and it finds it. Huma sha'amru tzadikim, and this is what is behind what Chazal said, Yetzer Toiv Shoifton, Rishoim, Yetzer Hara Shoifton. Tzadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoifton, Rishoim Yetzer Hara Shoifton. Beinim Zevezer Shoifton. The tzadikim are led by the Yetzer Toiv, the Rishoim are led by the Yetzer Hara, and the Beinim are led by both. Ukvar Biaru, and they've already explained, Shashfitahi Hahanaga, the Mepharshim explained, what does it mean Shoifton? It means Lashon of Anhaga, leading. B'tzadikim, now, but tzadikim hayidia shel atzidkus b'miusam hi ashefetis v'amenheges. By tzadikim, the idea of the tzidkus in their pnimius, that is what leads them. V'choteret b'pnimiusam lahavi kol derchem the tzidkus, and what kind of funnels? Not funnels. What's the word I'm looking for? Choteres. That's the word. It's like digging. It, like it digs into their pnimius to bring all their pathways to tzidkus. So the truth of the matter is that l'chare, it's not. I don't know exactly if Rabbi Yaakov Moshe saw this in this lashon, because clearly this lashon of Chazal, tzadikim yitzar shayftim rishayim yitzar, right, that is usually understood in a different way. I don't know how he gets from that Chazal that it's an inyan v'idia, but apparently, I guess he's maybe just explaining it based on other, not necessarily mitoich the Maimer itself, not that it's necessarily meduik in the Maimer itself, but based on his whole hashkof of how to look at what goes on in the person, he said, seems that's what it seems to me, that he's saying that's it's the idea that the tzaddikim have of what sitkus is, that is what leads them and leads their way of life. And of course, he doesn't expect. And of course, the same thing would be the opposite, right? Rishoim are the people really that have apparently quite a few ideas of evil or bad or whatever it is, and that's what's permeating them, and that's what's leading them, pushing them. And of course what he's saying is that the ideas are actually creating the opportunities. The tzaddikim, right, the idea of the tzaddikim is creating the opportunity for him to be a tzaddik. And the idea of the Rishayim is creating for him, right? It's paving the way for him to do bad things. And the Beinanim has part of this and part of that. Ulefichach, therefore, because the idea is so crucial, because knowledge is so crucial, Ulefichach yedia mimu uleyote, therefore the idea who is better, Koyech poyel lo banhogas ha'odom. It's a fascinating idea what he says here. Is that the idea of what is better, the guy who's a chosid ma'ula, or the guy who's koyvish es yisrael v'moshe ben afshoy, that is a koyach that actually works in leading the person. Im yitzuyer lo ha'odom shaderech ha'ma'ule hu kvish es ha'yitzahara. If the person's pictures to himself, right, if the person pictures himself that the best way is to conquer the Yetzirah, Tanhigehu Yediyazu L'derech Kazeh Hamevi Osa L'deinis Yoynas. So that very idea is going to lead him to such a derech that's going to bring him to Nisyoynas U'Lidjirachim Shalakvishas HaYetzir, and to pathways of being Koyvish, of conquering the Yetzir, U'Memshala B'Nafshe, and ruling over himself. The very idea, if his mind, the person has that concept, if the person's tfisa, the person's understanding is, and is, right, is that Kvishas Hayetzer, fighting and beating out the Yetzer is the best, the highest madrega, then that is what's going to lead him. And it's going to bring him to such a derech of coming into all sorts of circumstances where he's going to be tested so that he can now be Kvishas Yetzirah. Not in a conscious way. Not in a conscious way. Even in a subconscious way. I mean, it could be also conscious. It could be, but not only. And if the achra, if the decision is, right, if the achra is that the derech of the chasin me'ula is better, then that is going to, that derech is going to bring him to pathways of the toim, which is the simplicity of chasidus, but it's more than simplicity. It's simplicity in a wholeness, in a sense of wholeness, right? Of chasidus. Afgam zois. It's I might say when you think about the oimik, what he's saying is that when a person reads something, yeah, especially in Torah, but it's true of anything, like he says, a person reads something, and you think that, yeah, it's like harmless. It's like, you know, I'm like kind of, you know. There's a famous thing that Chassam Sofer held that hashkafas farim, more than halachas farim, need haskamas. There used to be like this idea, you know, the halacha you need a haskama for, but the hashkafa, no. Now the Chassam Sofer held that the hashkafa is from, you have to have a haskama for is even more important. And now with this, you can really understand that, because lemaisa, when a hashkafa is given over to a person, if he's kinda that hashkafa, it's not pshat just that when something is going to happen, he's going to make his decision based on that thing that he learned. It's actually the limit is going to bring to making those decisions. It's going to bring the situations. It's going to bring that type of a hanhaga to actualize such a hanhaga. It's like a fascinating idea. So, hafgam zois. So to b'chol rotzen gonus koich shel eshavos. He's explaining this even more now. In every rotzen is concealed the koyach of creation. Hishavus means bringing something into existence. Okay, we know Kabbalistically, he's really coming, this whole parak is really stemming from Kabbalah, where he's discussing Ratzon specifically. We know that Ratzon is, we've spoken about it in the past, parallels the Keser of the Spheres, which is the, you know, the crown of the Spheres is the first of the Spheres, which really contains within it all the other spheres. And the other nine spheres are really a manifestation of what's concealed in the Keser. In the Keser, you can't say anything. It's what's called the Bechina of Ayin. And Chachma, which is the second sphere, the Pasuk says, Chachma me Ayin timatze. Chachma comes out of that Bechina of Ayin. Right? It's an unfolding, really, of the Keser. And then Kulam Bechachma Asisa, all the spheres are Mushlam Asisa, Zalashna Mashlama, from Chachma. So, right? So that's the way the spheres, so to say, unfold into becoming manifested. So that the Rotzon is Koil everything. Okay? So he says that the Rotzon has contained in it, is concealed in it, the Koyach of bringing something into existence. U'beyichud Yisrael Am Kedoshi, specifically the Jewish people, who are his holy nation, Shem Nivru B'Tzelem Elokim, who were created in the image of God. And their Ratzon is even all the more so a creative force. The same thing, the same way the Ratzon Elyon, right, the supernal, I guess, Ratzon, right, the Ratzon of Hashem, kiviyachil, is what gave existence to everything. So too, our Kecharotzin has that. So too, our Rotzin has that Koyach to bring into existence whatever you want. The famous Lashon, which doesn't really appear in Chazal, but you know, it's really like a translation of a Zohar that means something else, which is by the Rebbeinu Shem's Ratzon, that there's nothing, but here Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is really saying that there's some truth, there is truth to this idea of Ein Davar. I was in a Koyel at some point, with Yushalmi Koyel, and there was a famous Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim that learned in the Koyel, Rav Mordechai Druk. Actually, it was in Beis Zvul. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's the Koyel Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was founded. That's actually, and he remembered Rabbi Yaakov Moshe as from when he was from his growing up in Shaarei Chesed, Rav Druk. So Rav Druk's Tzatzal, Mordechai Druk. So I remember at some point he went on a tirade against that maimer that people say Ein Davar Amin Bifnei Aratzin. And he said, it's not true. He said, there's no maimer like that anywhere. And you know why there's no maimer like that anywhere? Because it's not true. How do I know it's not true? Believe me, I want $1 million. That's what he used to say. Ta'amili ani rotze million dollar. And I will never have it. But the truth of the matter is that, okay, that's not the level of of rotzin that we're talking, right? Rotzin is something much deeper than that. It's not just a cheshek for something. It's not just like a rotzin is something very, very deep seated in the person. And it's so deep seated in the person that we're not always in touch with it. Not only we're not always in touch with it, we're really not directly in touch with it. Because that's the idea of rotzin, of keser, is that it's concealed. It's a gather of ayin. It's not defined. And basically, the parts of us that we are in touch with are from the machshava down, which is the chachma level and down. So the chachma gives us an indication of what's in our concealed rotzin. But the rotzin is really kind of past our, it's beyond our thinking. But of course, we've spoken this in the past. We can affect it. We can influence it. Like the Mishnah, I would say, right, says that you should make Hashem's will your will, meaning you can change your rotzin. We've spoken about it in the past, but there's one nekuda even deeper than the rotzin, which is the nekuda of oinek. That's Alpi Chassidus, also Alpi Kabbalah, that's because the Keser divides into two. So the lower level is called Arich, and the higher level is called Atik, and the Rotzen is the Arich level, and the Einig is the Atik level. So that when you can, if you're able to train yourself, and train yourself into taking pleasure from Ruchnius, that itself will change the Rotzen. And if Chas v'Shalom, a person does the opposite, he's actually changing his Ratzon. The more he enjoys physical, materialistic nonsense, then he might not have started that way, but he'll end up changing his Ratzon. And because the Ratzon is not something that we are conscious of, it's very, very dangerous. At the same time, that's the trick. The trick is that, same thing with mechanech our kids. We have to try to make things enjoyable to them. That's part of the terrible danger. I think from a Gershon Edelstein, that I think it was an interview or something I saw with him, that they asked him about, you know, how to teach and yeshiva ketanis and whatever, and he said that the worst thing is the Rebbe's are trying to give more and more information. They're trying to give like yeshiva gdolish type shiurim. And then the bachrim are not ready for it. So the bachrim, you know, so you might have the top guy or two, whatever it is. They're like, oh great, it's wonderful. They're like really getting it. And everybody else is struggling or not getting it all. And they're feeling terrible. And then you give them tests. He said the point of tests is to give the bachrim a good feeling, not the opposite. That look, wow, I did good. You have to make the test like easier for them, so they should matzliach. Like, yeah, story. There's a story with like, you have like a kid like wasn't doing well. You know, give him a really, really easy test. He did well, and then they kept getting hard, and he got better and better and better. It's a very much a very psychological thing of the boy believes in himself. But when you start to enjoy something, of course, you will get better at it. So basically, it's the same yisoy that he's saying is if learning is going to be that's part of the difficulty. It's a catch-22 of the you know, industrialized learning of chadarim and of yeshivas, like, you know, like we have today. It wasn't always in the same way, right? So we have like tests, and we have, I mean, Eretz Yisrael actually has less tests than chutzars, for better or for worse, as Mayas and Chesreinis. But however, however it's supposed to, whatever the system is, the system has to be done in a way where the kids don't come out looking at Torah as a very, very annoying, unpleasant experience because it's been forced in that, such as not enjoyable. It's a very, very big yesod, because if it's enjoyable to them, then they will do well at it, and it will make their rotzen into a Torah dik rotzen. And if chas v'shal not, then their rotzen is not going to be a Torah dik rotzen, and of course their actions are not going to be either, because that all flows out from the rotzen of a person. Very often in their machshava, they know they want to be. That's the machshava, the thinking level. We know we would like to be good, but the unrevealed part of the person might have totally different feelings that are stemming from that oinig principle. That lemaisa, this person enjoyed more, you know, non-ruchnistic things. So really, that's what's pumping him. Even though intellectually, on the thinking level, he knows he's supposed to want ruchnias. Supposed to want ruchnias, but it's not really rotzen. Same thing with the wanting the $1 million. Yeah, in your thinking level, you want the $1 million because you know that it could be very useful. You know that it could be very, you know that everybody else wants it. You know that it's like a, but at the end of the day, that's not real true rotzen. Not true. That's not a real true rotzen. It's just the way we think, the way we understand the world. A true, it would be hard to have actually a true rotzen I mean, nowadays, you know, there was somebody I knew, you know, he said that he was by a rav or a mkubel, and the guy gave him a bracha that he should make $1 million. So he told me, like, he felt like he was getting a klala, you know, please no, not just $1 million, he's already way past $1 million. What, he only want $1 million? You know, so you have to be careful who you give that bracha to, you know, give us those klalas, right? So the maisa, though, it would be hard to have a real rotzen for a massive amount of money if you didn't have that experience. Because it's not like, to get in there, into that deep-seated place before thought, you had to have some kind of experience maybe that's shaykh to that. That's what I think. But in any case, this is the...
Moshe means to say this mamar of it doesn't mean to say you'll get whatever you want.
No,
just
that's
speaking out how the rotzen creates the it's mishtasha to the next stage.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's not coming to say that.
Yeah, no, but
things that could block it.
Right, but he's saying.
So his lashon over here, masha rotzen, isn't mitzad the way that we speak today. Whatever you want, he means to say that the kacha rotzen, the habit masha rotzen, that which was in the rotzen, it has a kach to bring it minakach lapoel. It doesn't mean it'll.
That's what I'm pointing out.
It doesn't mean that nothing can stop it, and it also doesn't mean a rotzen of a protestic and a kud of $1 million. It means to say more of a klalistic and a kud of, in a rotzen, you want a certain path in life, so it's going to bring you to that path. Exactly how it's going to come out, that will depend on external circumstances, not
okay.
You.
Okay, and that's part of what I'm pointing out, is that the rotzen we're talking about is a deeper rotzen than the normal rotzen that people speak about. It's not like I want something. It's not. It's a deep rotzen. It's a deep rotzen in the nefesh of a person. So then he says, so to the koyach rotzen, our koyach rotzen, right, has that our rotzen has that koyach to bring into existence what you want, and by way of like movement from wave to wave, like it's like the. Okay, wave type motion going. Poil harotzen, the rotzen is working. V'yotze adavar lepoil, and the thing actually, will really become actualized. The rotzen will actualize itself. V'lachen, and therefore, me'ule bezeh chosid. Therefore, the chosid that the Rambam speaks about is the better one, is the better level. Shegilu harotzen ula toiv hamezukech bilvad. Because the revelation of the rotzen is only for the purified good. As opposed to the one who conquers his Yetzer Hara, If we will attribute to that person, the Kavishis Yitzro, but if we're going to attribute that being the higher level, higher than the Derech of the Chassid, Hare Muchroch Shenirtze Berach Chas V'Shalom Kedei LeKavishai. It's going to be Muchroch. It's going to have to be that we are going to Chas V'Shalom want evil in order to be Kavish the evil. V'Zois L'Das. And this you have to know. Even though good and bad, good and evil were created in the world, b'chol zayis, the truth is he uses a lashon of it's a chash of a lashon noitzru, not that they were nivru, because then it's meduyik. We know that there's bria, yitzira, and asiya. So the bria was the rabbeinu shalom was boire, the matzil, that's like shbohu the ain zayif was boire. Hagam that does a lashon of boire. Ra, right? That's the Lashon HaPosek. So they speak about that. But he's probably coming off of, there's a famous Ramchal in a number of places, including in Das Tfunos, that the Rabban Shem didn't create the Ra itself. He created the ability for Ra to form, to develop. And that's the Noitzer, I think, that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using over here. That the Ketuv and the Ra were formed in the world. But Cholzeis, nevertheless, Keshem Shekola Havaya Tluya B'Hisaviseinu, the same way the entire existence is dependent on our bringing it into existence. Im Lo Brisi Yoyman V'Lay L'Chukas Shemayim V'Oretz Leisamti, like the Pasuk says, if it wasn't for the Bris that we have with Ribbono Shel Olam, Yoyim V'Layla, right, which is learning Torah, mitzvahs, right, the Bris, so then the Chukas Shemayim V'Oretz I wouldn't have placed. The world can't exist without Klal Yisrael's Torah. So ken gam atzmus ha-toivra. So the same way the entire existence is dependent on Klal Yisrael, so too is the very existence of good and bad. Hineu b'shavu shal yadeinu. It also exists only through us. Ve'im yitzuyir b'techiyuseinu. This is unbelievable what he says here now. If we would imagine, if we would be able to be mitzayir, if we were able to come to the picture and realization inside of us, she'ein klal ra, that there is no evil, that evil doesn't exist. If we were able to come to that seer, that there's no real evil, we have to speak about what that means, yeah? Hine be'emes lo yenimtza. Then truthfully, there wouldn't now be any ra in the world. It wouldn't exist. And fortunate is the one, praiseworthy is the one, who merits reaching that kind of level of being able to really, not just like to fool himself, right, but to really be able to be mitzayet himself, that there is no true existence of evil in the world. And through this, he will include himself completely in the concealed, you know, the treasure houses of the storages, the treasures of good. Because then in his chug, in his reality, in his realm, there really won't be any existence of evil. Yitzchak Avinu got to this stage. It says that Yitzchak was born as a korban oila. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says that because he was brought as a korban oila, he was kule kodesh l'Hashem, and he was brought as a korban, and he had no mum. And so at that point, he's a complete shlemus of goodness, Rabbi Shalom, and because of that, he wasn't able to see the evil in Esav. V'yitzuk oiv es Esav. How? Because he only saw in him the good. He didn't see in him any bad. What was the good? Kibud Aveim. A big good. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, more than that. It's through that the Torah Shebaal Peh comes through Esav. Because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Kiva were B'nai Gerim. And that's the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh. Mishnayis, right? Stam Mishnas Rabbi Meir. Halachik Rabbi Kiva Neged Chaver. That's why he says he loved him. Ki tzayid befiv. because there was like tasty food in his mouth. What's that tzayid? It's the Torah shebal peh, which was that's the befiv in the mouth. It's the peh shel Esav, is can be called the peh of Esav. The Torah shebal peh that's found inside Esav, which is going to eventually come out. That's what Yitzhak saw, and that's what he loved about him. By the way, that's why the head of Esav rolled into Maaseh Machpelah and was buried with the others, because the Torah shebal peh is rooted, the tipa, right? It comes from the head. Is sourced in the is rooted in the head. So that was Taka Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. That had to be buried in Maaseh Machpelah together with the others. So, but that's why, that's all Yitzhak could see. He couldn't see in him the bad, because he Taka was Kulay Toiv. Well, we have to speak about this.
But over here, he's not going that far. Just that in his personal world, he's living in an oifen where he doesn't have a star of being.
No,
perfect.
No, but over there he explains.
Yeah, I'm saying in yeah. what he's writing over here.
Rambam over here,
it's that a person in his own world means he's a chassid and not a kovishas yitzra. That means to say that in his world there is no ra bichlal. He has no nitzir ra. It doesn't mean to say that when he sees externally something.
No, that's
how.
What I'm explaining is, that's what I'm saying. All I'm explaining is that Yitzchak, we see that Yitzchak had this Madrega, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explains that Nekuda, that's why, because he had that Madrega, that's why he couldn't. It's another step, but that, I'm just pointing out, Yitzchak had the Madrega, because Rabbi Yaakov Moshe points out that he had the Madrega, and that's why he couldn't see any of the bad in Esav. Because you can only see, this is the big Yisrael, you can only see in someone else something they have a little shaykhus to. It's a very big Yisrael. Because when you see something and you hate it and you get really angry about it and it really disturbs you, it means that if you're seeing it, if you're picking up on it, there's a little bit of a shayrish in you as well. So now we'll have to talk about this because it's very complicated, but soon. Lezois, I don't know, it's going to take a little bit of time. Lezois, avoidus achasa de ma'ule bezeh, and therefore, the avoid of the chassid the ma'ula is in this. Therefore, the avoid of the chassid is better in this. Because by him, he doesn't have any metzias of ra. And he reveals in this way, it's a tachlis ha-mevukeshes, the desired goal of the whole Bria Sa'olam. Lahavi ruach ha-tumah min ha'aretz. To get the ruach of tumah out from the world, to eradicate it. It's not a vort that he can't pick up on it. It's a vort that be'emes there's no ra. By him. It hasn't yet maybe happened in the rest of it. But that already is a biur of ra. That's a kiyum of lahave ruach ha-tumah min ha'aretz. Because the ruach ha-tumah that's by him is gone. By the way, you see the others, right? They reach this level, and Yeshayim, David HaMelech, Gemara says that they reached a level where they didn't have a Yitzhara Bechlau. Okay? And another Sfarim, it's Mavur, that maybe there are other Tzaddikim, Gdolim, also that can reach that Darga. Now, the obvious question over here is, right, well, if you don't see any evil, right, there are people that probably you guys have seen or met, and certainly I have come across people that are very, very, let's say, naive. And because of that naive nature, they sometimes even have difficulties with the chinuch of their kids, let's say, right? Because they don't know how to, they don't pick up on nuances that they would need to pick up in order to protect themselves or the kids. So it can't be, the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, and he certainly is not saying this, that we have to become naive and not see any bad on that kind of a basic fundamental level. Obviously, I mean, you know, if you take like, you know, he hears that there was ISIS chopped off another head, you know, Rahman Litzlan, certainly like he knows that's bad. And it's not like, oh great, this is wonderful. that would be kind of the opposite of the goal over here. Yeah, murder, and it's all good. That's not what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying. So I want to discuss this a bit more in the future, in the next shiurim, and I was thinking to maybe learn something kind of parenthetically, which is mamish on this topic, because this is a very hot topic. Why? This photocopy I have over here is an article of Rabbi Yaakov Meshechela, which he wrote as a response to someone asking him how Rav Kook could write the things that he wrote in the Sefer Orot. In other words, it's very famous that there were certain comments in Rav Kook's Sefer Orot, or Oris, if you want to say it like that, but I think most people would call it Orot, that he was attacked very greatly on. And the crux of the pieces that he was attacked on was that he was overly optimistic in his take on Zion, you know, specifically irreligious Zionists. And like, as if there's no, as if it's all wonderful, everything you're doing is wonderful. It's like some of the pieces are kind of looks like that. And he was greatly attacked for that. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap wrote a letter to a person asking, the person's Isaac Ben Tovim. I don't really know anything about him besides the fact that he wrote this question to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that I have tremendous, the letter is actually printed here, I have tremendous respect for Rav Kook, and I drink up everything that comes out of his mouth, but I don't know, I don't understand, how do you learn these pieces? And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes a very, very long, I mean, relatively long response, where the crux of the message is exactly what we just discussed in this parak, of getting to that level where you don't see the evil and you just see the good. Now, of course, his response was attacked even more ferociously by others, because by others that really aren't necessarily such big balideya, but by like what he's trying to say, like I said, what, there's no bad in the world, what, are you crazy? Like, I mean, obviously,
you know, it makes a problem of like Chacham, attacking the Tzemach on the biggest Gedolim, and not going to be able to be Omed on the Mecholis, which could come. And
yeah, you could say like that also, right, right, because Tzadikim will be the most naive. I mean, that's clear, it's poshut that that's not what Rav Kook meant, it's poshut not what Rav Yaakov Moshe meant. In that case, what I do want to, I think maybe it's kedai to like learn it together. It's fascinating mitzad itself. But more than that, this idea, Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to get, I hope, more of an understanding in this idea, really kind of raises up the person, as he says in this very parak, that the idea itself brings a person, brings a person to a new place. And over here, we're going to see that the idea is, the idea ultimately is that it's possible to get to that madrega of seeing how there's no real entity of evil, right? The same way that the Sforim say, "Kol oimid v'sorif kesorof dami," right? "Kol oimid l'cholei kol oimid l'kosei is kosei amin." The ra is oimid li'botel. The ra is waiting to be nullified from the world. It's here, it's a transient thing, and therefore it doesn't have real essence to it. Okay? And a person, in order to get to that understanding, really can only get to a very high understanding, probably only through Kabbalah. Rabbi Yaakov Meshech is going to make a mention of that in this article, in this letter of his, because that's the whole goal of Kabbalah, is to understand how everything is just manifestation of Yichud Hashem, the unification of Hashem, which means it's all good.
Yeah,
and at the same time, that does not mean becoming naive, because there's a level of Chitzonius and there's a level of Pnimius. So you understand on the level of Pnimius that the Ra is just a transient, unreal thing. And at the same time, on the Chitzonius level, which is the level that is the level of action, really. Okay, so you still have to, harchek mishochein ra, distance yourself from the bad neighbor. There's a ra, it's a hoser, kas mi libech. There's a bad kas. You got, clearly there's bad but it's on that on a chitzonius level, which is very, very much part of what we need to work with. That's halacha, is based on that chitzonius level. It's not going to negate it. These two things, which seem to be contradictory, are going to really exist and have to exist side by side until we'll be zeicha that on the chitzonius level, it will also be lahavi ruach tumin aretz. It will be zeicha that the ruach atum will be gone. But the importance that you see over here, Rabbi Yaakov Meshech is saying, is that the more we can get to that level of taka understanding on a pneumia, more pneumistic level, that the Ra is not a real thing, we're going to actually taka be oiker the Ra, uproot the Ra from ourselves, and uproot the Ra from the world, at kama that we're able to get to that seer. It has a real major effect on ourselves and on the world. So it's kedai to invest a little bit of time into this concept. Okay, we'll stop here.